Hats by Tsukino Fairy. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. The party was as swanky as Steve had expected. The only difference between it and every other one Tony had ever thrown was the costumes. Steve didn't recognize half of them, and it seemed like most of the women's costumes were just different colors of the same too-short dress. There were even a few female Captain Americas, though he was certain that 4-inch high heels would be a better way to break an ankle than fight anything. "Enjoying yourself?" Tony appeared at his elbow, drink in hand. Steve turned to look at him and froze. Tight, tight, tooled leather pants, at least as close-fitting as the Captain America costume. Loose white shirt left open enough to display his chest and not at all contained by the leather vest. Gun belts, and that shouldn't have sent a spike of heat down to Steve's groin as quickly as it did. "What are you wearing?" "It's called a costume, Steve. People wear them for such occasions as Halloween, or, more frequently, for really hot sex." Tony put his gray cowboy hat on, tipping it down so it shattered his eyes, and Steve was abruptly glad he was already leaning against a wall. "I realize that this concept of fun may be new to you, but do try to keep up." Steve was horrified to realize that he was blushing. "I mean, who are you supposed to be? I don't recognize it." "You've heard of black hats and white hats?" Steve nodded numbly, and Tony flicked the brim of his cowboy hat. "I'm the other one. I steal the girl, not the cattle." Blue eyes slid down Steve's body and back up again. "And perhaps the sheriff as well, when the mood strikes." Before Steve could untangle his tongue enough to ask what that had been about, Tony pressed something into his hand and vanished back into the partygoers, leaving Steve with more questions than he wanted the answers to. He looked down at his palm to see what Tony had given him. A 10-star. The end.